Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Luke and chapter 17. And the title of this week's message is A Day Like Today. Luke and chapter 17. And we're going to start with verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Now, I want to kind of go back over this as we make a few points here. But a lot of people, you know, they kind of think, well, you know, I've heard about the Lord coming back all my life. And they kind of fall under that where Peter wrote and said, But there were scoffers among the people that said, you know, I mean, there were scoffers, or there will be scoffers, rather, that say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. And the same, but the earth that now is, by the same words kept in store, reserved in the fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Well, what was going on? They were going on about their daily lives. It was a day like today. It said they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage. So there they was, you know, they was planning supper, you know, going to have a meal, you know, probably doing their weekly, like we would, you kind of bring it up to date, weekly grocery shopping. They were marrying, there was weddings going on, they were getting engaged, it says they were given in marriage, and it says, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. They had long-term plans. They thought there was always going to be a tomorrow. But they were wrong. There they had long-term plans. And it's the same way in the days of Lot. Likewise, verse 28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Now, there's nothing wrong with buying and selling, planting and building. But, see, they were doing it like there's always going to be a tomorrow. You know, you think about that. You know, if somebody buy a car, they're looking, oh yeah, I want a 10-year warranty at that thing. You know, you think about this, probably somewhere they was digging footers, somewhere else they was putting on a roof. That's the same way it is today. You know, it's when the Lord comes back, they're going to have long-term plans. This tells me, I believe, the day that Jesus comes back, it might not be a great economy, but it'll be a day like today. There'll be a functioning economy. There'll be somewhere where they'll be digging footers. There'll be somewhere where they'll be putting on shingles. There'll be somewhere where a young couple is, you know, making wedding plans. There'll be another young couple walking down the aisle. And all this will be going on. They said they planted. There'll be agriculture. You know, well, let's see, we're going to till this field and we'll be planting it here for long. And there'll be others that was, well, let's see, these crops will be coming in pretty soon. We'll be harvesting them before long. They have all these long-term plans and it's going to get interrupted by the coming of the Lord. So the day Jesus comes back will be a day like today. Somewhere as I speak right now, and then a lot of y'all will play this message at different times, here posted on the internet. Some of you may play it late at night. Hey, it's getting daylight somewhere right now. I don't care what time you click on this and it comes on. It's getting daylight right now somewhere. The sun's setting somewhere else at the very same time. Because this old globe is round. There's all different phases of agriculture. Here we are in summertime as I record this message here in July of 2014. I'm recording this message. Well, we're north of the equator. Down south of the equator, it's wintertime. It's their wintertime like down in New Zealand. Australia, it's their wintertime. And so, you know, there's different phases of agriculture. At about any given time, there'd be all different phases of agriculture going on. There'd be people planting. There's people harvesting. All sorts of different phases of agriculture at any given time. See, they didn't know back in Jesus' day what Jesus knew. Jesus knew the old earth was round. And that, you know, the sun was setting somewhere on one part of the planet while it was rising somewhere else. And so, you know, just nowadays we've got the different time zones, you know, and global travel. We've figured a lot of things out since Jesus spoke us, but he already knew these things. And so you look at the different things he said would be going on. He said, in the day in which verse 30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which is upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. And it says, remember Lot's wife. What happened to her? She had been delivered. She was delivered from harm's way. The angels came in, they took Lot out, him and his wife and his two daughters. Those two angels was leading them to safely. They were delivered. She pulled back, turned away, and was destroyed with those wicked cities. The Bible says she became a pillar of salt. And Jesus tells us here to remember Lot's wife. Now, you know what? A lot of these modernistic rascals, these postmodernistic era rascals that try to just take the Bible metaphorically. They don't believe it, you know, than the flood in Noah's days. They don't believe Sodom and Gomorrah was real. Well, look here, Jesus obviously was teaching it as historic fact. He's the one that sent the flood in Noah's days. He's the one that sent the fire that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It's historical fact. It wasn't fables. It wasn't myths. They talk about some of these movies. Makes me sick. Some of this stuff on History Channel makes me sick. They talk about the myth of Noah's Ark and the myth of Sodom and Gomorrah. They're lying. Jesus knew that Adam and Eve were real. He said in the beginning, God made them male and female. He's the one that made them. In his own image and likeness. But you say, well, Jesus, what about God? Well, God the Father let God the Son, his Son Jesus, make everything. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So the Father let Jesus do all this creating. Give him the power to do every bit of it. And so, he made them male and female. And then he sent the flood to destroy the whole world in Noah's days. He sent fire and brimstone to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in Lot's days. And he said, remember Lot's wife. And so, it says there, you know, in verse 30, in the day that he has revealed. And then in the verse 34, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, the one shall be taken and the other left. Of course, we know that couldn't have been homosexual sleeping together. It might have been a father and son. After I was grown, it's time or two, maybe. And I've even seen workers, construction workers, maybe have to share a bed in a motel room. I remember in basic training as soldiers, you know, maybe we'd be on leave. It'd be about four of us get a motel room. We'd share the bed. There wasn't no nasty, ungodly perversion going on. It's just, you know, people getting them a night's rest. One to be taken, the other left. It's a Christian taken, the non-Christian left behind to face God's wrath. Now, so he mentions day and night here. Well, we know at any given time you've got daylight and dark on this planet. It's round, so the time zones. You got all phases of agriculture. So the day Jesus comes back will be a day like today. There'll be people showing up out on the job with their dinner bucket packed, and Jesus will come back before they get their lunch eat. And then there'll be others that be getting ready to clock out and go home, and the trumpet will sound. Some of them will be snatched right out of that time clock line. Over work, we'll line up the time clock just for, you know, time to clock out. You know, if we got our work done, it gets done, they'll line up over there, stand there a minute or two, clock flips over, and they start punching out. We swipe our card and go home, swipe our card and go home. So there'll be somebody probably getting ready to clock out when Jesus comes back. There'll be somebody getting ready to clock in when Jesus comes back. There'll be somebody digging footers when Jesus comes back. There'll be somebody nailing on shingles when Jesus comes back. There'll be somebody walking down the aisle when Jesus comes back. There'll be somebody submitting their engagement announcement to the newspaper when Jesus comes back. It'll be a day like today. Are you ready? Are you born again? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? It's a serious business because Jesus is coming back. Everything the Bible says is true from Genesis 1 all the way through Revelation chapter 22. Cover to cover, the Bible is true. Jesus believed in the flood. The apostles, they spoke of it. And so, why would these silly, foolish, false teachers nowadays try to say, well, it was just symbolism. It was just a myth, a metaphor. It wasn't real. It wasn't historic. They're as good as calling Jesus a liar. And they will pay. Oh, but they can repent and be forgiven. Maybe you're out there today and you're one of those that's taught those lies. You can be forgiven, but you've got to repent. You know, repentance is a remedy. Sin is a sickness, and repentance is a remedy. You can be forgiven today, but you've got to repent. You've got to turn from your sinful wickedness. You've got to confess your sins, and God is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Lord loves you. Look at the cross. That's how much He loves you. That's how serious the Lord is about you going to heaven. But nothing less than the cross will do. Nothing less than the cross will do. Some people think they can go to heaven another way other than Jesus. That's got to really hurt the Lord's feelings. That's like looking at the cross and saying, well, that wasn't necessary. I can do it another way. When Jesus specifically prayed in the garden, if it be another way, let this cup pass from Him, but not His will, but the Father's will would be done. There was no other way. And then there's some that on the other end of the spectrum, they think, well, I'm beyond hope. Well, if I went to church, the roof would fall in on me. I've done too much. That's like looking at the cross and saying that wasn't enough. That's got to also hurt the Lord's feeling. It don't matter how good you've been, you need Jesus. It don't matter what you believe and how else you think you might get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man can come to the Father except for through and by me. Jesus is the only way. He's the door, not a door, like door A, B, and C. He's the door. You've got to come to Jesus to get to the Father. So the cross is necessary. There's not another way to heaven. I heard Oprah say one time she didn't believe there's just one way to heaven. Shame on her for insulting my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like I said, it's like looking at the cross and saying, well, that wasn't necessary. People can do it another way. And then those who the devil has beat down and deceived and thinking you're a lost cause, you're beyond hope, there's no hope for you, you're unsavable. That's not true. There was a man there in the Bible full of demons. So many demons in him that he called himself Legion. And when Jesus cast those demons out, there's enough demons to fill up a herd of 2,000 swine. 2,000 hogs grazing out on the side of the hill. And when those demons entered them, they run down to a steep place into the ocean and drowned. But the man was delivered from the evil. And then those that knew him before, he had been running around naked, cutting himself with stones, running around in the tombs, crying day and night, madman. I doubt any of you has been nearly that bad off. When he met Jesus, Jesus healed him, and then he was clothed and in his right mind. He was totally delivered. The Apostle Paul himself was out persecuting the church, trying to get Christians put in jail and put to death. And the Lord saved him. I doubt any of you has been that bad. The thief on the cross, there he was, a career criminal. And there he was being executed for his crimes. And he just said, Lord, remember me when you enter your kingdom. He confessed Jesus as Lord. He said, I'm getting what's coming to me. He looked at the other thief. He said, we're getting a due reward for our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. He ain't done nothing wrong. And then he looked at Jesus and said, Lord, remember me when you enter your kingdom. And Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That man got saved. He got forgiven. A career criminal. Sentenced to death, and the Lord saved him. So don't you believe the lie of the devil when the Lord says, come, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And let whosoever will come, that includes you. So when the devil says you can't be saved, don't believe it. It's a lie, because Jesus says you can be saved if you'll just come to him. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, how the Lord loves you. He'd love to have you. See, the day Jesus comes back will be a day like today. I can't guarantee you I'll live to see the sunset. But I also can't guarantee you Jesus won't come back before the sun sets. I wouldn't rule out today for nothing. That would be terribly presumptuous of anyone to say, well, the Lord ain't coming back today, because he's going to come back in a day that they're unaware. They're going to be going about their business. They're going to think there's a tomorrow. They'll have long-term plans. They'll be making wedding plans. They'll be taking their vows right in the middle of a wedding ceremony. They'll be planting crops. They'll be building buildings, building homes. All this long-term plans, not knowing that it's fixing to end. Just like in Noah's day, that day that Noah entered into the ark, there's probably somebody digging footers, somebody else putting on a roof. There was couples walking down the aisle, other couples getting engaged. Same way in Sodom and Gomorrah. That bright and early, that's probably work crews that already showed up out on the job somewhere, getting ready to start their daily work, figuring, well, we'll finish her up today, not knowing that the Lord is going to burn it all up that day. Lot's wife didn't believe. She turned back. She probably thought, this is nonsense. I'm going back to the house. And she perished with the wicked. That was after she had had the hand of deliverance laid upon her. Remember Lot's wife. The day Jesus comes back will be a day like today, and you need to be ready for it. If you've never been saved, you can be. You may think, well, I've not done anything. That's like calling God a liar. The Bible says if you say you've not sinned, you make him a liar and the truth is not in you. You're just calling God a liar. That's sinful. It says, listen, that within itself is sin to say I've not sinned. That itself is a sin. So you need Jesus. Or you may think, well, I'm just too far gone. That's not true. That's not true. The Lord wouldn't let you hear this message if there wasn't hope for you. He said, come, I'll give you rest. So if you ain't never been saved, won't you just bow your head right now, wherever you're at, and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. The Lord loves you, and He'd love to have you, but the choice is yours. Or maybe you're out there today and you've turned back, like Lot's wife. God's had His hand of deliverance on you, and you've been delivered from harm's way, but you've pulled away from God and turned back to this world. Listen, He said, if you put your hand on the plow and look back, you're not fit for the kingdom. Remember Lot's wife. She got destroyed with the wicked in spite of God putting the hand of deliverance upon her. She pulled away and turned back and suffered the vengeance of God's wrath. So maybe you've went astray today. Let me tell you this, just like the prodigal son, the Lord loves you and He'd love to have you back. But the choice is yours. Won't you come home and repent today? Oh, the Lord's good and merciful. It ain't His will that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. But it takes repentance. Come today. And until next time, therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.